So, second call of November 2023, GSAM. Healing the Split edition, year-long theme that has been very fun to delve into. We've gone in many places this since January, and yeah, like I didn't see the full picture, the full picture view of everything I would cover this year. I was even a little bit surprised to find myself talking about Assembly Point and Silvercord 2 weeks ago. But that makes so much sense the more I think about it. And I don't know where we're going in December, but I think we're going to be kind of like just completing the theme and getting ready for the theme next year, which I think we were kind of getting little hints at a month ago during our conversation. I had to do a lot with just really being these pillars of light and doing the work to be able to really embody our soul in this vessel, which is the most important work you can do on this earth. And talking about the most important something, the most important relationship in your life is the one you have with yourself. And that's what I was starting to hone into 2 weeks ago. There is no relationship in your life that is more important to the one you have with yourself. And understanding who's the you and who's the self, your human self and your divine self, a mirror of the relationship between you as a soul and, the force that created you, the mirror of that within yourself, your ability to truly, 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 truly be connected to the divine being within you that loves you very, very much. Yeah. So what I was presenting 2 weeks ago was, as we move away from just working on the fourth field of the aura and, the understanding that all these relationships you're having with other people are all from the fourth field, which is your heart chakra field, the cords, the character structures, the way you play with energy, the energy loops you create with other human beings, other souls, other lifetimes. Going beyond that right now, and coming back into all of the auric field and understanding that that fourth field is not only how you come into contact with other people, but it's also the bridge within yourself between the celestial you and the terrestrial you, the divine being that you are, and the human experience you're having. Just like bringing everything back to the heart all the time is one of the most powerful things you can do, because that is the middle. Your head's not the middle, your head's the top, and your guts is in the middle, your guts is the bottom. And all coming back to that heart space, always, always coming back to that heart space. So, such a simple practice to just put your hand on your heart and, like, I'm here. Bringing yourself back here as much as you can, many times a day if possible. As soon as you're like, ah, it's like, just come back to the center. It doesn't mean there won't be run, run, run going on, but if you truly come back to the center and just breathe and extend the energy from here, the run, run, run receives it, and the stuff going on in your guts receives it, and everything starts to calm down and know that it's actually safe. It's safe to relax. It's safe to feel. It's safe to let go of whatever we think we need to figure out. And the more we're able to do that, oof, all of a sudden, the more whatever you were looking for is right there. We've all had that experience. You're looking for something, and then the minute you stop looking for it, you realize, oh, it was like right behind my ear, or like, oh, it was like right there in front of me. It's the same idea, right? The minute you stop looking everywhere and you just come back to your heart, you'll find it, because that's where it is. That's where it is. I just realized I need to do some. There we go. So this heart, you know, this center, there's the front of it, and the back of it has a very, very, very important cord called the silver cord. So I know that it's always good to repeat this information. The silver cord is, the way I said it 2 weeks ago, and I like it. The silver cord is what keeps you together. It's literally what holds you together. Literally, it's what holds all your energy bodies together and allows you to be incarnated into this body. You cannot not have a silver cord. It cannot be like severed without you ceasing to exist as a human being. Like it's permanent. As long as you're in a body, it's there. It cannot be taken away. People that astral travel, when they leave their bodies, the reason they're always able to come back and the reason it's impossible to get lost out there is because you have a silver cord. And it's just, you just need to follow your silver cord to come back. I'm not saying go astral travel. I'm not big into like leave your body. I'm big into work with energies that help you lift up into really high realms to do some work. But the idea of just like, I'm going to go do it on my own and go float around, not really awesome. Not a really good idea, generally speaking. There's a lot of stuff out there. But you coming back to your heart, that is 1,000 times more powerful any day than, oh, I want to go trip out and travel around out there. That is way more powerful. Like even shamans know this. They're like, within the heart, within the spiritual heart of a person, there is an entire universe, an entire freaking universe. You don't need to go out there. You don't need to go out there. You need to go deep in here. That silver cord is a super important piece of your ability to feel really properly aligned and grounded into your auric field. And the assembly point, which is the other thing I talked about 2 weeks ago, when that assembly point is actually positioned with the silver cord, where the silver cord comes into the back of the heart, we reach levels of peace and stillness and embodiment that for most people are hard to wrap their heads around. Most people's assembly point is floating. It's like floating around somewhere. It's not even like against the energy center of the heart, of where the silver cord is. It's not even there. It's for various reasons. We've kept it a little bit further. Depending on which character structure you're working with, you might notice you're able to pinpoint where it is. When we start doing the work of bringing that assembly point back, we never say, put it back there. No, it's too much one shot. We really formulate it like, we ask Source to bring the assembly point as close as possible to the back of our sacred heart. That's the formula I had learned. So what we were doing 2 weeks ago is we were playing with bringing it as close as possible to the emanation point of the silver cord. So it's kind of the same idea, except that we're getting more and more precise. And it's someone that's in our calls that doesn't get to attend them live because it's too late, or it's like in the middle of the night for him. When he was redoing the call, as he was getting just it moving a couple of centimeters, or for the American here, an inch, like that's already a lot. It's already a lot, like to the point that, you know, cells can start vibrating and there's like an effect in the body that can be very, very powerful, to the point that he kind of like paused, came back to it a little bit later. But man, I'm trying to wrap my head around how powerful that is for us, where we stand right now, as a species on this planet that's awakening. I don't think it takes a lot of us to be willing to do the work of getting it closer for it to have like major, major impact on the frequency of the collective unconscious, which, by the way, supposedly is somewhere around 248 right now, 248, which is pretty impressive considering it was under 200 for thousands and thousands of years. Under 200 is fear. Above 200, courage starts. Courage, willingness. And I don't know if you've ever heard about this, the scale of consciousness and the logarithmic nature of consciousness levels, but it's like you going up a couple of points has a huge, huge, huge effect. Like one person calibrating in their consciousness at 500 affects millions of people calibrating under 200. You have done nothing to try to go help them personally. All you've done is your inner work. All you've done is you having the courage to go deeper into your heart and make these requests that source help you get more and more aligned and more like straight and centered in your field. The divine and the human, the divine chakras and the human chakras harmonized together through the heart. It's through the heart. No trauma, no nothing that is dissociative and painful can survive a deep reconnection to the heart. Not because it dies, not because it's killed, just because it ceases to exist. It is a frequency and it cannot exist in the frequency of the heart, which calibrates at 500. So, ooh la la, ooh la la. I want to go into. We haven't done source downloads in a couple of weeks, in a couple of months, I mean. We're going to go into a process. I don't see it all clearly right now, which is awesome. That means that I get to find out at the same time as I'm doing it with you. We're going to do some source downloads. I want around aligning each of the energy bodies together in the most harmonious and optimal way. And we're going to continue deepening our experience of noticing the assembly point, where it is, and allowing it to very gently and softly gravitate, move closer to the silver cord and the back of the sacred heart space. So that we can truly be centered within ourselves from the heart, the human personal self, getting to have the direct experience of knowing how loved and held and supported it is by the divine self. That is so priceless. So I'm going for it. Feel free to close your eyes, get comfortable. I have a feeling my voice is gonna slow down a lot. So if you lay down, you might fall asleep because the more the voice slows down, the more it kind of like.